All day.
I want to welcome you guys to another episode of the... Nope. Did it again. Fucking with them. Is this the intro?
Welcome to...
Still not it, guys. Are you still here?
Hey, everybody. Today's episode of...
Give us a fart, Matt. Hit him with that fart box. Hit it with a little... I like the fart box, but give me a little boom boom. Give me a little boom bat behind it.
What? Come.
Yeah, just play it. Just play a loop.
That's it.
Yeah. I like the funky.
He wants to fuck.
Okay. 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 Hey.
I see y'all have some my favorite shit now. Y'all actually got like this.
We had another one of those, but it broke.
Not exploded.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yo.
Like,
wanna welcome you to another episode of the All Day Special. It's Matt Breton. We're going into it, so we're maneuvering like the shit that we are. Yeah, you know we shooting far like a star. Goddamn, putting gas in my car when I fart. Shit, yeah, you know, cause I am a starship blasting off planets, circling. Never planning on landing. I'm overhearing. Yeah, you know that I got pots and pans and the plans to. Send bands out to the fiends and shit. Yeah, you know I'm making a team of these. Putting trees in it for the hell of it. Irrelevant shit that I'm spitting. I celebrate the hell of it. To a motherfucking Eskimo fisherman. Shit, look at me. I'm on my bad shit again. Mama, come and save me. Gotta get it. Yeah, you know I keep that mic on crazy. Goddamn. He never gonna be lazy. Put in the work until he comes out with the paisies.
Goddamn!
And with that, I want to welcome you guys to another episode of the All Day Special.
It happened this time. I think it's real.
It's real. This is really it. We're really in this, bitch.
All we did day. It.
Welcome. So,
all
so,
day.
So yeah, that was yeah.
All day.
Welcome.
Welcome to the.
Are we here?
Hey, you want to know what it sounds like? When the podcast goes speeding by you?
What?
All day.
He's kind of stalling out.
All day.
There, that was
he went by kinda. In the Pinto. We go by in the Pinto. With Al hanging out the side.
All day.
What, anyways.
What does Al say is the car
last week
by?
When we all left at the same time, that actually happened. Matt was at the stop sign, and we pulled up next to him, yeah. And I turned it all the way up and just looked at him and waited, and he was like...
who's this quality young man?
He's trying to roll up on your boy.
Yeah, but... For real?
It was about aliens. Right I, last time when we left, I just right put here? The alien intro back on. I wanted to hear it again.
It was so good. It was a good intro.
It was.
I'm gonna leave y'all to it, yeah.
Love you, man. Bye, Spencer. Thanks for joining us, Spencer.
Thanks for joining us.
Our special guest, Spencer.
Welcome, Spencer. Goodbye.
Welcome. Goodbye. Spencer, wait, before you go, man, say something to the people, man. Say it right there in that pretty mic. Nah, well, say something to the people, man.
They gotta listen to the end for
it. It could be anything. Anything at all. Just anything at all.
Not doing that.
Give them some advice going
just
through this
say
next
anything.
Week.
Advice. Just word, phrase, just enter us into the podcast.
All the viewers have said that you're the smartest guest.
Y'all got some weird shit, so I gotta
he's not wrong. We're into weird shit.
We're into rappelling into assholes.
We're into alien foreplay.
Yeah, a lot of that.
If you can't start your day with looking at yourself and finishing, then you just gotta start over.
Yeah.
I just finished. Hello and goodbye, Spencer Thomas. Thank you for joining us on the All Day Special.
All day.
That's the best guest we had yet. The second coming of Spencer.
It's actually the third. We had him on the live stream too.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The third coming.
He came in the third coming.
His balls are dry.
Spence, I think out of all the guests, you've came the most.
Hey, yo!
All day.
I'm talking
that's
about.
A lot of fluid.
It's sticky. It was.
I'm not for it gets worse.
I just say, yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
It tends to get worse as we go along.
It gets good.
Guys, what has been going on? It's been...
Hello.
We're actually today, it's a Tuesday. We're recording on a Tuesday, one day before.
So we're going to do a Titty Tuesday at the end instead of a Sad Boy Sunday. We're going to talk about titties.
No, we've got Honky Tonk Tuesday today.
Honky Tonk Tuesday.
Hey, yo.
We can talk about titties.
Yeah, we can still talk about titties.
Honky Tonk covers a lot of things.
Titties, beer, fucking honk a titty.
So at the end of this, at the end of the podcast, titty? We just need to be like, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, we got a little special musical guest today.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm so excited.
We weren't supposed to. It was gonna be a surprise. You ruined the surprise.
No. Fuck it. We already advertised it.
Yeah, we advertised.
I'm sorry, because people don't know
Willie the Billy Bailey's
gonna be here later.
He's world famous. He toured with Johnny Cash.
If you're not gonna listen to any of this podcast because you're like these guys suck, then at least skip to after our thing.
Yeah, and also you're a piece of shit. It's a good time. Yeah. I hear he takes a lot of his inspiration from Wheeler Walker Jr.
So he's a ripoff.
Basically.
Wow. Yeah,
but I heard he's a good one.
He's a great one.
All day.
All the best, sir.
Yeah. It's like fucking your cousin for the first time. You're really confused to why it happened, but you're really happy it did.
I was clapping, but I guess it's the sound of you and your cousin now.
Hey, yo!
Whoa.
But anyway, yeah, so what has everybody been up to this week? Like I said, we're recording on a Tuesday, so it's actually been over a week since we've seen each other. It's a week and 2 days.
It was hard. Yeah, it was a hard 2 days.
Well, I actually saw Matt on Saturday.
He did see me on Saturday. We'll get into that.
No, go ahead. Get into it, buddy.
No.
Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
No, Ephraim, go ahead. What have you been up to?
I had some diarrhea. I started a new run on Fallout 4, and I made myself look like the Joker, and I'm just going around killing everybody. That's good.
What is it, melee? What are you doing?
Yeah, stabbing with a switchblade a lot.
Switchy stabby. No pistols.
I'm trying to get a crowbar. There's a crowbar, right?
Oh, hell yeah. It's got it.
I'm trying to get that crowbar.
Nice.
You gotta go get Fallout 4. Gotta get Krim's tooth.
Yeah. That's what I use on my other one. Yeah,
that haunted demon.
Drimshound's fang or something like that. Shimdrown's fang, right? Is that it?
It's like the Krim's revolutionary sword that does like poison damage or whatever.
No, it's the
Shimdrows.
No, that one's cool too. This one's like
it's a different one.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking a different one. This one you have to like, you go to this mine, and then you're in the mine. And you keep going down. You keep fighting raiders because raiders are in there at that point. But they're all like fucking jetted out and stuff. So like they're high. So they think they're just high. But like the place is actually like legit like demonically haunted. And you got to like at the very end of the cave, there's some water. You got to go down the water and just about drown. But if you go back up to the top, it's like this little altar. And that blade is sitting there on the altar. It's badass.
That's
it does
sick.
Like, it does like 55. I will show you before you
please
leave.
Please do.
It does like 55 damage.
That's badass.
God damn.
And it swings like a switchblade. It's... type stuff.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's crazy.
My last chick did all swords. I had a bunch of swords. I don't remember which ones.
I started doing my last Fallout 76 playthrough I did melee because apparently late game melee is so much better than ranged.
Yeah,
dude, I literally walked through out. And every head goes with that baseball whatever home run perk whatever. It's like I just separate people from their heads.
Who's the decapitator?
Come on. Con.
She's out of here.
The dogs.
Con.
The peoples.
Con.
Ding.
Diamond City, here I come.
I'm just here to hit dingers.
That's what I'm excited about, is killing everybody in
Piper?
Diamond City.
Did you pipe her?
Well, Piper wears a red outfit, so I'm doing a little thing where like she's Harley, and like I started flirting with her. I'm doing a lot of headcanon, this just for fun.
I love that.
She rejected my first advancement.
So now you're like...
So I'm going to try to get all the perks, but yeah, I'm going to keep trying to flirt, and then eventually after she, over and over again, I'm going to kill her. And then I'm going to take her red outfit and then give it to Kate. And it's like, you're my new Harley, like that one thing in the comics.
Hey.
Whoa.
So I'm going to go through all the women and then keep killing them. No, it's nothing to do with like misogyny or childhood trauma or anything.
Just, that's what the Joker, what would the Joker do?
Kill all the women. And kill I'm really excited to get into that headspace.
I'm super excited.
I'm really excited to get into that.
He said into that headspace.
All
He's
going
to put himself
all
in there.
Day.
Immersion. He said, fuck VR. I'm doing it. Really, in my head.
So why do you keep talking about VR, Brett, you piece of shit? What's on your mind, Graves, here, buddy?
Brett got an Oculus.
Brett got an Oculus.
He got an Oculus. Brett's he just want to tell you.
The Oculus all he just want to tell you what it's pretty. And he knows that everybody's fucking tired. He hasn't even fucking played it yet.
He's fucking charging it right now.
I am. I was going to set it up, but like.
He's going to go home and play it like a 5-year-old.
I was going to set it up, but.
Jade's going to come home like, I'm ready to play it. Here. And then Brett's going to be in the living room.
I can't wait.
I've got to take. I got to move my. Look, I got a space for our charger.
I've still never done VR ever in my life once.
Dude, it's crazy.
So my first experience will probably be on yours.
Perfect.
Unless you're a stingy little bitch.
No, fuck you. What are you going to play? So we've got...
Do you have a cock-sucking simulator or like a...
It's my fucking VR headset. Of course I do.
Yeah, I'm going in on that.
Oh, I'm sure you will, big boy. I'm sure you will.
I mean going down on that.
There you go.
I mean...
Have you seen the video of the one where the guy, he's got the headset on and he's sitting in the living room and like his brother's like walking around the corner just kind of like quietly... But, you know, I guess he doesn't know that you can see whatever's on the Oculus on the TV. So the TV's right in front of him, and he's sitting there like this. He's just sitting there, like, just vibing. And then, like, you look at the TV, and it's just like a Girls Gone Wild scene that he's, like, looking around him. And then, like, he turns around. He's like, oh, shit, there's another one. Like, the music's playing loud, but he thinks it's, like, in the little, like, headset thing.
Yeah, he's just sitting there.
Oh, shit.
Fucking yeah. A,
so,
dude.
So when I told Jay that we were getting it, we were talking about it, you know, we're both really excited.
She said a strict no porn rule.
Yeah, you can't.
I told her, I was
Jay
like,
said you can't have like, that in the bathroom alone.
I made the joke. I made the joke, and I was like, God, now I can fully experience VR porn in all its glory. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean? And no. She's like, no, it's as a shared headset. You're not going to use it to watch virtual reality porn.
But yeah.
But I was like, but babe, that's the whole reason I got it. You think I spent $300 to play virtual reality golf? No.
I play golf in real life.
Duh, I got it to jack it.
The joke
and
is
I got
that
her
you
the Exorcist to keep her complacent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, if y'all haven't seen it, y'all should go look at the... Well, I guess you could play it 1 week, but... The Exorcist on the VR, dude, that shit about we watched it like a playthrough of the first.
You showed me a little bit of video,
bro. That shit made me shit my pants.
Is that where there's the baby in the crib?
I don't know.
I saw a clip where he was with a baby in a crib and he was throwing sprinkling holy water on it.
That might have
and he had the cross.
Yeah, because that's what it is. You're like a you're a detective turned priest, not turned priest, but you're kind of forced to like. Grab this priest shit and like you have a cross and holy water. And
yeah, that
they just
count.
Expect you to do the fucking God's work.
Yeah, if you're not a priest, then it's not going to take.
Exactly.
It's going to be like, I fuck your mother in hell.
Yeah, they're going to be like, you smell like a reporter.
You smell like an aborter.
You smell like premarital sex.
And you smell like an abortion.
You've done drugs abortion. Twice in your life.
A boy's lotion. But dude, I'm so
crickets?
Excited for the VR.
Dude, I had a homegirl tell me this, and she's not with this guy anymore, low key. And we're gonna keep names out of it, but they got an Oculus together. They had one for a little while, and before they broke up. But he would wear it while they would fuck.
I'm sorry, what?
So pretty much,
my brother.
Pretty much,
Christ,
he was.
What?
He was pretty much. I mean, I guess he was having sex technically, but I just think about it as like you're masturbating. I guess with your girl, because like
yeah,
they got the Oculus
that?
On. Like, what
he,
looking
would
at
he like be playing a game or like
nah,
fucking an alien?
What did the girl
yeah,
think about this? Because like
that would
me,
be sick. Just fucking alien.
Like, she was like, okay,
but see,
it was a big thing. Why
see,
they didn't
here's
end
the
up
thing.
Together.
Here's the thing. I feel like in 20 years that's gonna be sex. Is you're both gonna have VR headsets on?
Nah, I need the real thing.
And you're gonna be having the real thing, but you're not. Instead of putting a bag over her face, you just both have VR, and it's like.
Nah, I need to see them ugly ass faces.
Yeah, for sure.
I need to see them.
I want to smell. I want to the primal smell.
Yeah. What were they gonna take away the smell next too?
I want the goo.
They're gonna take away the funk. Like, where's the fun in that?
Funk. Yeah, I'm really ready for smell-o-vision so I can smell my porn.
If I give you the funk, you're going to take
all day.
Yeah, I don't know why I said this.
Scratch and sniff really. This snatch, baby.
Alliteration. I love it. I love it.
English teacher right, molested
so,
me.
Fuck you.
So F's had diarrhea.
Yeah, a little bit.
A lot.
Brett got a VR headset. And
Matt,
what are you doing?
What am I doing, bro?
A lot.
I ask myself that question every morning.
Do you finish in the mirror?
He rescheduled our podcast 3 times this week.
Dude, so he's got to have shit going on. There's been so much going on. Like, I'm trying to keep up with school and everything, but I think I'm going to be real with you. My mom doesn't listen to this anyways.
You about to flunk?
Don't do it. Like, at first, I was like...
Stressing?
At first, I was stressing. I was really like, oh my gosh, like, I'm going to, like, probably fail at least one class. For sure. I know I'm failing one for sure, no matter what. But I can try to pick my ass up and just... you know, like, go about it, the rest of them. But I might fail those two, too. But, you know, I took a step back. Remember who the fuck I was.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I got,
yes, sir.
I've been going to school for fucking...
Okay.
I've been going to school for fucking, like, college-wise, like, 4 or 5 years now, something like that. You know what I mean? And, okay, I got some Fs now, but that doesn't change all the shit I've already done. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, sir.
But boss bitch.
Boss ass bitch. Give this man a round of applause.
Yeah, give him a fucking boss ass bitch. Thank you for applauding my failure.
You should be a motivational speaker.
You've been going too hard.
He's
man.
Failing, but I have never felt so like yeah about
I'm,
failing.
I feel liberated with the failing. It's nice.
I love it how but in layman's terms, what he's saying is he just doesn't fucking care anymore.
Yeah, but
give a fuck.
Are you a layman? You can't just go using their terms.
Not like that. Not like that, though. Not like that. Like, you know. But I feel like, you know, I feel like I've been just putting time out the classes because I feel like I'm at a point now where I'm just starting to live a little. Like, I feel like I'm, you know, getting back right.
Like the Good Charlotte song.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Sure. That's so sick, dude.
I don't know that song, but yeah.
Can I live with you?
Yeah.
Not like in your house, but like.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've been dead.
You can, dude. Come on, dude. I'm about to move. It's gonna be cramped, but we can make it work.
Yeah, I think we're moving too. So,
well, I'm moving down the street.
Yeah, I'm moving down the street.
Or
the highway.
The highway, yeah. The highway.
Yeah. State Boulevard.
He just tried to braid
his third my armpit,
time,
bro. He's been reaching for that.
Well, he keeps fucking opening it up,
asking for it.
Come on, get in here.
No, well, now it's weird. It's only funny when it's like right.
It's a Venus flytrap because then a dick's gonna jump out and eat him.
Hey, look,
out of my armpit.
Speaking of dicks,
hold up. This is my. Don't take my line. That's my line, sir.
Speaking of dicks, this dude hit me with
that's his word.
The best fucking line ever last night. Last night, you know,
Sunday like a night. Line of coke off his dick.
No.
I thought he was like hit him with a line, and then Matt went home and jumped on his dick.
Yeah, talking about dicks, I got some last night. So what is it?
He was like, it was just me in the bathroom taking a piss, and this dude walks out of the stall, and he goes to wash his hands. He's like, you know, that's illegal, right? And I was like, I didn't know who he was talking to. I just paid attention. I looked around a little. I was like, I'm the only one in here. And then he's like, looked over again. He's like, did you hear me? I said that's illegal. And I was like, what are you talking about, man? Like, I think he's just drunk, giving me hell like most of the people. And he's like, grown man playing with a little boy's dick.
Hey, yo!
And I'm like, oh!
How could you do this to me?
Man just got roasted.
Damn!
And I turned around because I was busting that laugh, and I looked at him, and I was like, well, stick around. I do a lot more than just play with it.
Hey, yo!
Call CPS.
What was that? I was on TikTok and I follow Boosie Collins.
Did he call CPS?
On TikToks.
He did not. He doesn't care for children or their penises.
Nice.
Go ahead, Brett.
Nice. You were watching Booty Cobbins?
You were watching Big Fat Booties, Jungle Booty 3, Return of the Booty.
On VR?
Yeah, you were trying to figure out which one you're getting a playlist ready. Yeah.
You were upset because you didn't find Engorged Clitoris porn on the VR.
That's what I'm looking for. I just want to get right up.
You wanted to hit your forehead? Oh, jeez. I got a little too close there. That's what you need to do.
You smack it too hard, it pops a little.
Whoa! Well, y'all fucked me. I don't even remember what I was going to say now.
You're talking about Booby Cobbins.
Boosie Collins. And he was like, hey, baby.
Wanna be with you, babe?
He said, hey, baby, I got a little pro tip for you. Don't ever get caught playing with yourself. Always get caught playing with somebody else.
Oh, that's just good.
Yo,
that's nice.
Sounds like some
that's
Bootsy
cute.
Shit.
Hey, yo, and it was so smooth.
Oh, it's Bootsy Collins, bro.
He's so fucking smooth. I got smooth.
I'm so glad the last thing I've ever heard him on was Tyler, the Creator's album.
But, he's the guest host for the Silk Sonic. Like, he does, like, all the...
What?
Yeah.
I gotta listen to the album.
If you look at Silk Sonic, the album cover, it says, with... guest musical host Boosie Collins.
Man, see, I gotta listen to the album. I've only listened to the singles.
Is it Bootsy or Boosie?
It's Bootsy.
It's Bootsy.
Bootsy
Collins. It's not Lil Boosie Collins.
Yeah, you know Bootsy Collins. I wanna be with you, babe. Yeah.
What Tyler the Creator songs
was he
in?
I'd rather be with you. What? Oh, he's in the beginning of that one with Tyler and Kali Uchis. No, actually, it's Kali Uchis' song featuring Tyler. It's okay, After the Storm.
I heard that.
Yeah, it's After the Storm.
Damn.
And in Bootsy Collins, it's like in the beginning, he's like, remember what they say, baby? After every rain comes a rainbow. So you gotta get back up and get back on it, sugar. Cause the good times last and the bad times. Or he's like, and the bad times are in the past. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude, he's just liquid gold spews out of his mouth.
Oh,
he might be that dude on that one Gorillaz track.
That's our commercial. That's our commercial, is Matt does Boosie Collins and just...
Sometimes I gotta remind the minds that just like rice, pasta sticks, and grits, it only takes a little to make a lot, bitch, and I'm on one.
Welcome back to the Auto Special, baby.
Bro, I gotta show you that video. This dude goes on for like 30 minutes.
You just end it, whatever you say, you just end it. Brought to you by the All Day Special,
Presented by the All Day Special.
No, you gotta say it in Boosie's voice.
No, you gotta say
it. All day.
Lil Boosie.
Right to you, like the All Day Special, baby.
Did y'all hear that one thing Jim Carrey did on the Weeknd's track recently?
No.
It's weird. You should hear it. It's weird. I don't remember which one it was either, because I just kind of saw it in passing on Snapchat or something. But he was like talking some like creepy shit. And he's like, now back to your regular scheduled programming. Like Jim Carrey is just straight up like, was it the end of a track or the beginning of the track being creepy on the week? And in the music video, he like cuts off the Weeknd's face and like puts a new face on him or some shit.
Have you ever realized it's like Jim Carrey? He hasn't really changed how he acts at all.
Hey, Jim Carrey said
he's always been the same. But
I heard he was like now he's done with acting.
Yeah, he said he was done
after the Oscars.
Yeah, the funniness turned into just scariness.
Well, it was always there.
Well, you saw that
it was always scary. We just thought it was a joke at first. Now we realize he's not joking.
I feel like he's the realest motherfucker there is. He went on Jimmy Kimmel and like did the whole like Illuminati and like called Jimmy Kimmel out on it, and Jimmy Kimmel like got shook.
Yeah,
like he didn't know what to say. Like he just kind of like laughed it off, but you could tell like Jimmy Kimmel was kind of fucked by what he was saying.
Jim Carrey's got real metaphysical lately, and it's really tight. Have you seen his paintings? He's been doing painting. That's one of the main reasons he wants to stop, because he likes painting more. But he's into some shit, dude. Like you're saying, like, some occult shit.
Jim Carrey.
I mean, I totally believe that the Hollywood is full of elitist, pedophile, culty motherfuckers. I definitely do.
Dude, okay,
they control how we feel. They control a major part of America and how we interact and react to stimuli.
Yeah, it's a problem. I watched this video. If anybody can help me find it, I watched this video. It was this like Latin American female who was like a very Christian woman
long
conspiracy theory videos on YouTube.
Oh,
she did a bunch of them about adrenochrome and like Pizzagate and all this kind of shit, right?
That wasn't
and it was
going
a really sick video. It was like a really informative, badass video. And then when I went back to show Kelsey, it wasn't there anymore and I couldn't find it. And to this day, I'm always trying to find it and it's like it never existed.
No, YouTube censors a lot of shit.
They got way rid of it.
YouTube censors, and it's kind of funny too, because if you notice, like before YouTube was bought by Google, which was like a year, 2 years ago. It's been a little bit, but you notice after Google bought it, like
a lot more
monitoring of content.
Well, I gotta find that video if you guys can help me find.
Funny. It's funny you say that because I messaged you today and I was like, I don't know how they're doing it, but Bad Friends is ripping us off before we even get a chance.
They're doing it on purpose, dude. They saw our little thing and now they're stalking us. Like when we messaged them. And they're mad. They're like, we're going to fuck you guys.
Bobby made a comment on the episode today, and he was like, you know, I have a problem with real, like, in-your-face, like, attention-wanting people.
Oh, you know? No, dude.
Yeah, he's, like, really thirsty. Like, I have a problem with thirst queens. And
he's
like,
not going to shout us
really
out, but he's talking about you.
That's exactly it.
That's it.
They saw you. They put that in so you knew.
And I say all
this to say, they're taking all of our content. Beforehand.
I say all this to say, they tell a story. They had Doc, I forget what his last name is. They call him Black Magic. He's
a
guy, Doc. And they were talking about how he called Santino at like 9:30 and was like, bro, hey, it's very, very important. Like, call me when you can. So Santino calls him and is like, yo, is something wrong? What's going on? And he's like, bro, go look on YouTube. This website or this like news channel just reported that the Pentagon put out reports that aliens are responsible for like some people have experienced radiation burns and pregnancies
they believe to be connected to aliens. Pregnancy, like, this is an actual Pentagon report, and sent Andrew the link to the YouTube video on it. Andrew watched the YouTube video, and then on the YouTube video, there was a link to these reports from the Pentagon. So he went and reads it, and then the next day at the podcast, he tries to show Bobby, and it's been taken off. Like, the link, that's like, when you click wild. On the link, like, it's like, does not exist.
That's been redacted. Wild.
And I'm pretty sure the video got taken down too.
That's spooky.
Like the Fox News video.
But that's what you were telling me, is that as soon as we did Cowboy Hats and Aliens, they did Cowboy Hats and Aliens and talk shit about Thirst Queens.
Yeah, so. Dude, I'm really feeling like they're coming down.
They
on
saw
us.
It. Yeah, they saw it.
But hey, you know what that means? They're
listening.
They listened.
Thank you so much, guys. It means a lot. And
we love you. Even if you hate us, yeah, and, you know, we're Thirst Queens and we're thirsty for your love.
I'm thirsty for your
name. We won't forget.
I want some steaming hot Korean Irish love
all day.
When we're big, we won't forget that this little channel, you know, kind of shouted us out without saying the name, and we'll help you get somewhere.
All day.
You can ride our coattails all the way to our asshole.
Then we'll have banana pudding later tonight.
Oh! Hey, that's not bad.
Goddamn! Hey, I was about to say, damn, how long have we been?
Yeah, what time is it?
I think it's about time for a commercial break.
We gotta do a commercial break.
Goddamn, that's shit.
What do you mean? We've been going for more than 30 minutes.
Okay.
Without bloopers.
Oh, are we coming back? Are we coming back in with the shit?
We're coming back in with none other than our special musical guest for tonight.
With our special musical guest?
Yeah, for today.
Oh, yeah, actually, I think Brett's gonna get out of here, too. Yeah, because of the...
That sucks. I'm offended by country music.
Yeah, I forgot. That's rough. Well, Brad, it was good having you here. We'll see you next week. Thanks for coming, and thanks for being here too.
It sucks. I'm Willie the Billy Bailey, but I'll listen to it on this week's episode of the All Day Special.
All day.
Hey guys. We've got something very exciting, the All Day VR Cafe.
With yours truly. This is All Day Special Podcast.
It's a big deal.
All day.
It's beautiful. Come on down. We're at 12-12-12 Middle Road Road.
Right next to 12-12-11 Middletown Road.
Which is where the storage place is. Anyway.
We got all the good games, man. Come on down.
We got new games.
We got the Rockulist Oift.
Yeah, we got Jump the Crack.
We got Slap Your Mama.
We got Overdose Simulator.
Pet the Cat. We got Pet the Cat.
We have Pet the Cat. We have The Third Time In. These are games we're also developing. It's beautiful.
That was an accident.
No, that's good. That's good. They know that's on brand.
But yeah, all day special.
The VR Cafe.
VR Cafe.
Please come down. 12-12-12 Middle Road Road.
Middle Road Road.
And you will have a great time. We're going to keep you in our safe facility. We have pizza, bowling.
Yeah, we have panic rooms.
Panic rooms.
For health, of course.
For health. We have the dungeon.
The dungeon.
For fun. We call it the fungeon.
We have Pet the Cat. Did I mention we have Pet the Cat?
We do have Pet the Cat. That is one of our favorite. That's very popular.
That's a hot seller.
People come from far and wide to Pet the Cat.
Pet the Cat.
We're actually working on Pet the Goose, the sequel.
Hey!
It's a horror twist on the original.
I'm really trying to get Pet the Ass.
Pet the Ass.
The donkey, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we'll do adult parties eventually, too.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Engorged Clitoris Simulator. Involved. There's a lot of licensing involved.
But anyways, guys, welcome back to the
All Day
Special.
That was a commercial that we made like a week ago, and it's playing on the TVs, and not what something we just said right then.
I got a billboard.
We have a billboard on Middle Road Road. And so it's just us. Brett left because he's a piece of shit, but we do have a...
He had things to do.
Oh, yeah, he had things to do. No. He actually just hates country music so bad when he's in the room with it, he dies.
Yeah.
So we needed him to be alive.
We do, yeah. And we do have a special guest with us later tonight, but I'm not going to ruin anything for y'all. Quick little thing to touch on, man. I know me and Brett went to a baseball game.
Oh, Saturday Who wanted to tell?
Yeah, with Chuck, man. That was fun.
I love Chuck.
We walked around the stadium aimlessly for like five times. Walked around there like five times. And we watched some baseball. We watched some sports.
Who won?
And then I don't know. We left early.
Nice, nice, yeah, nice. Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to be out there when everyone else leaves.
No, not at all.
You're going to get stuck in traffic.
Did you solicit any prostitutes?
Not exactly.
But kind of.
But kind of.
Nice.
Like, I didn't solicit them, but I asked them if they would do things for money.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is that soliciting?
No. Okay, yeah. It's inquiring.
I asked if they would do favors in return for currency.
Yeah, business inquirements.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. That's at the bottom of the page, a hyperlink. Right, yeah.
They signed the NDA.
That is legal and normal.
Yeah.
And that is awesome. Did you have nachos or hot dogs? Or?
Man, actually, let me tell you what. First thing I got a pretzel. It tasted like fucking cardboard with plastic cheese on it.
That's sad.
It was bad. And then I got some food and some beer, obviously, from Chuck.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and
Chuck is the best.
He's the best. And then we had to keep trying to smoke a cigarette because there was this lady that kept running around. No! Like, I was walking down the thing, and I had one in my mouth, and I was walking down. And then she's like, there's no smoking on the premises. And I was like, okay. And then I kept walking. She's like, so I wouldn't even light that up. And I'm like, it's not lit, but okay.
I got you.
And then I drive around the corner.
She came running around?
No, I got away with it.
Oh, nice.
We hit in the corner.
No.
Jade and Brett were scared, so they were like, give me a hit of that.
Like, oh, nice.
Fiends. You ain't get the balls to come down here and smoke in front of Miss Nancy?
That's what Brett told us. You know, Chuck was always mad that he was like, I don't want to smoke here. You know, they were trying to smoke on the bridge at his whatever. He's like, I don't want to smoke here. Yeah, Brett's a pussy. Now that he's gone, we can kind of say out loud that he's like a...
God darn it.
Engorged pussy.
You are what you...
Nice.
Yeah, man.
But it was a good time?
Yeah, it was a good time.
I really wanted to come, man. I was sad I didn't. Especially when I saw that you went.
I was sad you didn't.
I didn't know. But I didn't have any money, so I just would have been anyway. I was at a family barbecue.
Oh, man, thing. It's all good. It's all good. I had a busy day that day.
I hate my family.
I went there and then did a lot of stuff. Man, this weekend was fun. I got to spend a lot of time with family. I got to meet my mom. Oh, I got to see my mom, you know?
The one, she lives down in...
Brookhaven now.
Oh.
Yeah, she's moving, but she came back here to get her fur babies. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, I introduced my girl to my mom. Scandalous.
That's awesome,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, and I got to go chill with my girl's family for a little bit and have a little cookout with
her. Was that the first time or no?
It was the second time.
Second time.
But it was the first time meeting her older brother.
The second impression is the most important. The older brother.
Yeah, man. I think I'm good in there.
You're in?
Yeah.
He didn't give you a noogie?
No. The older brother?
Yeah.
No, he's pretty standoffish, but that's okay. But the dad, I'm gonna fix the dad's AC. That'll seal the deal.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you for porking my daughter.
I don't know, shake your hand. I don't know about that. The first time he ever met me was at her fashion show. And I went there and obviously I was like, I didn't know anybody. I was just hanging out. But like she introduced me afterwards. Well, her mom came up to me and was talking to me because that's when I met her mom too.
Nice.
And her dad just walked up. He's like, Matt. And I'm like, yes, sir. I was like, how are you? He's like, I'm Paul. I was like, nice to meet you, sir. And he's like, yep. And walked away. And I was all right, that went great.
Oh, no.
But no, he's good, man. I talked to him now. He's good. He's good.
Paul.
Yeah.
That's badass.
That's a badass name.
So she's actually been in shows and shit? Like her stuff?
Yeah, she puts on her own shows.
That's so fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, shout out. Oh, shout attention. Attention.
Listen up.
On April 20th, 420. On 420, there is a event put on by the Mississippi Climate Awareness, Mississippi State Climate Awareness Club, something like that. I got most of that right, I think. Well, good enough. And there is going to be a whole bunch of stuff, including recycled drum circle.
They were fucking
made
A.
out of trash and shit, and then like the whole theme is like flower power, and it's also on 420. And
that's badass. Yeah,
it's gonna be on the drill field. She's gonna have a little fashion show. That's what we put the mix together for.
That is badass.
I said little fashion show. That was diminishing. No, she's gonna have a great, amazing fashion show.
A big deal.
Yes,
that's so fucking cool, dude.
So cool. She does. Yeah, she does all her own shit. It's nice. But yeah, man. But anyways, yeah. Enough about me. My life. I think.
Is it Honky Tonk Tuesday time?
I think it is Honky Tonk Tuesday time.
Let's have the producers. Producers, did Willie the Billy is in the green room, right?
Yeah, is he back there?
If the producers can hear us, I think we're ready for Willie the Billy Bailey.
Is he here yet?
I'm not sure. Should I go talk to Greg, the producer?
Ted! I need the Billy!
Is Elvis in the building?
Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. Holy shit.
Oh, the lights turned on.
That I think it's coming. Whoa. Okay, holy everybody put their hands shit. Together.
Everybody keep your hands on your crotch.
Yeah. Willie the Billy Bailey's
here. Willie the Billy Bailey's here. I'm so... It's so good to meet you, sir.
All day.
It is so good to meet you, sir. Wow. It's holy an honor. Shit.
Where the hell did that Brett character run off to?
Oh, he actually thinks he country hates, music's really bad and gay and stupid.
Well,
he
hates fuck everything that queer.
For. Yeah. Well, it's all good. He is gay. And penises and vaginas.
So, Mr.
The Billy? It is such an honor, Mr. The Bailey.
Mr. The Billy?
Mr. The Billy. Billy Bailey.
So, yes, do you have any questions for
me? Yeah, so the fans have the fans have some questions.
We did.
Okay.
We had a lot.
What the hell can I do for you?
Let me pull it up. It's Stacy Q from Chicago wanted to know what it was like touring with Johnny Cash.
Well, you see, that son of a bitch liked to do a lot of cocaine, right?
Did you? That's personal.
See, what he don't tell you is that, he might have loved June, but, he liked May a little bit more, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey, yo.
He'd get up in that girl, I swear to God, he about ran a train by himself.
Mr. The Billy.
He heard Damn. That train a coming, she sure did.
Speaking of fucking, second Yeehaw. Question, coming out of Seattle, Christina wants to know, is it true?
Well, hey there, say? Christina.
Is it true what they say?
Is it true?
True what they say about what? My dick?
Yeah, about Billy the Billy's Willie.
The Billy's Willie. Willie the Billy's Willie.
The Billy the Willie of the Billy.
Well, let me just tell you, sweetheart.
The Billy Club.
let me just tell you.
Tell me.
Tell her.
2 inches is a lot when you can't count.
The Billy. Mr. The Billy. My goodness.
Call me, Christina.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know we don't want to keep you waiting because we know what you came here for. And we're going to take a second to set up set. And we're going to be coming right back at you with a special performance by the one and only.
None other than.
Willie the Billy Bailey.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It's such an honor. Thank you so much for being here, Mr. The Bailey. I can't believe it. I'm kind of starstruck.
All day.
Ladies and gentlemen, presented by the All Day Special, Willie the Billy Bailey. Yay!
Woo! Thank you very much. Here is my new single, Boys Night.
All day.
Oh my God, he's so handsome. Thank you, darling. About your seats, it's gonna be a rapid one. Yeah, I like that. Keep that going. Well, me and the boys got a little rowdy one night. Had one too many shots, got into one too many fights. We was busted up, fucked up, drunk and pissed. This man started touching on just tits up, yes. She was married in that too. That's what started this whole goddamn night. That's when Ephraim starts up pissing on some dude's leg. Shaking and excited, the man turns and says, I like what you're doing with that there string. Now open up your mouth and give my nuts a squeeze, please. I'm sleeping goddamn bad taste in your mouth. Ugh. Just a boys' night. Just a boys' night. And if we go home alone, it'll be alright. Cause we got each other. And if we had our brothers, we'd be but brothers.
Hey!
All day.
All day.
Back to the honky tonk where shit is going down. I just took me a shot. shot and feel like the toughest shit in town. Till a clown came up, stuck a finger in my butt, and I busted in my pants, and it called me a slut. Oh no, this never happens to me, man. Come on, try one more thing. Just a boy's night. Just a boy's night. Just a boy's night. A goddamn boy's night. Well, Matt struck out cause he tried girls, man, and they both got caught with their dicks in their hands. F's got come up to his tongue, and I'm down with the clown cause he's in my bum. Now the whole bar smells like shit. Nobody wants to show us any tits, goddamn. Woo! Come on, man, we didn't take a fat guy at this point. It's nothing gay, you know? Just a couple of straight guys going out. Boys night, just a boys night. And if we leave here stoned, we'll still get boned. Cause we got each other. Stay undercover amongst my brothers. Boys night. Thank you. Guys, I want to thank my gracious host, the all-day special crew, Matt, Brett, and that little, or I'm sorry, Matt Ephraim and that little queer Brett. Y'all be sure to check me out. We're on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and wherever the fuck you get your goddamn music. Once again, this is Willie the Billy Bailey. Y'all have a good boys night.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that's how we're going to end it. Thank you for tuning in to the all-day special.
We're gonna get some pictures with this man. We gotta do something, man.
Yeah,
this dude's amazing.
I can't believe he's here.
And I think I feel a boys' night coming on.
You do a little cocaine off the old cooter, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody have a great night. Have a great week.
Thank
we hope
you guys.
To you next time, next week.
We
tune
love
in
you.
To the same station. We love and enjoy the all day special.
Yeehaw!
A boys' night.
See the dick on that girl?
Hey, whoa.
3, 2, 1. What a trip!
Talking to you, Mike.
Those vans go harder than anything, bro. I've seen a lot of vans in my section, but it's just your vans that go harder than anything.
Yeah. You missed how tight they are in general.
Tell me the ones I got on?
Yeah.
You missed me.
You go with the shirt.
They go too hard.
They go too real.
Alright, that's Brett's mic.
Brett, talk to you.
Now!
Do it, child.
Hey! I can't hear myself because my headphones ain't even plugged in.
Give him to me. I get him plugged in, boy.
Stick him in there for me, big boy.
Check, I'm good check. At holes.
I'm here.
I'm good at holes. I'm good at putting things in holes.
I just don't appreciate it.
Yo. Yo. F talking to your mic for me.
Hey, guys. It's the man again.
Ridiculous.
And he's here to do some pissing. I'm piss man now. I went through piss puberty last night by pissing.
All right, Brett talking to yours.
Hey, yo. What's up? It's your boy, Breezy.
I thought you were going to say Barack Obama.
Talking to it again.
My brother in Christ.
Hey, talking to yours.
Hey, I'll be on the... Oh, I'm sorry. That's not really talking. This is kind of more like talking.
Hey, yo. Well, here, man, and man. Hey, so, So what I'm thinking for the intro is we do... Maybe it's just because this is where my mindset's at, but... We do like
check. Oh, I'm number 3. Okay.
All day virtual reality. The dude's wearing his Oculus, and he accidentally wanders into like an elderly home.
Talking to your mic, Brett.
He is
talking to it more.
And you wander into an elderly home, and or some other zany place, like maybe a school. And he's like, "Wow, this
okay."
No, that's pretty good.
Let's think.
Ah! Is he gonna beat somebody up or like hump somebody or something?
What if he just like goes in there and just starts beating kids up? Like he's playing Bar Fighter Simulator, but he goes in and he just starts wailing on kids. And they're like, God damn, this feels, it's like I'm actually punching somebody's face.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
What?
It's like we start a VR
cafe how they have and shit. And you know, they're like, the workers are supposed to keep you in, but we specifically like lure you into like a situation where you'll get arrested. As a, we take him to the thing. It's like, no, yeah, you're not moving. You're on one of those treadmill things. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, we're with him the whole time. Like, we're just to make sure he doesn't do anything too zany. Like, punching kids is okay, but like, he starts trying to diddle him, like, that's when we have to step in.
No diddling. No,
that's when
kids.
We call the police.
Oh, so but we're supervising him the whole, like, we're following
trying to
him.
Get him arrested.
So we're just following him around, yeah. With a camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's for the okay. It's for the Vine.
Okay.
If we opened one, that's what we would do. We'd let him punch a child on purpose.
All right.
Or diddle an old woman in the nursery. But old man, old man.
Okay.
Gay molestation doesn't have the same stigma as straight molestation, so we can kind of make jokes about it for a couple years before it's like out the window.
All right, so we'll play. So he's like, he's playing. What game is he playing?
Like Pet Simulator.
Okay.
And he's like petting a cat.
But he's actually stroking an old man's goat.
It's like, this kitty meows.
Damn, why does this kitty feel so erect?
Oh, it spit on me.
Kitty, no hairballs. Silly kid.
Is that our skit?
I'm seeing a cat, but I'm feeling a snake.
So do we start off in the cafe and I walk up and I'm like, hey, I want to try out I've never done VR. I want to try out one of your VR headsets. I fig like this is a pretty safe environment to do it in.
That's where you're wrong, buddy.
Right, what do you mean?
I mean,
wrong?
No. He said no. He said that's where you're right. We'll take you in there. Come on.
Yeah, you just improvise it. Okay. Sounds good.
Everything was fine. He didn't say anything.
All right.
Can you see?
I can.
Can you hear?
Yep.
Put
I'm
the,
ready to go.
Put the things over his ears. All right, we're about to schmuck this asshole right out of the fucking stratosphere.
So what game am I going to play?
It's called Pet Simulator.
Pet Simulator? What do I, like, is
you
that
pet
like,
animals.
What? I love petting pussy. That is right, my favorite. Can I pet?
Let's get him. Let's get him.
Fuck you, man.
Let's bring him. Come on.
Fuck
Let's lure him.
You should take a
fuck
picture.
You brought the boots too.
Boot scoop buggy. But that was another thing I wanted to say. So like I was thinking we do our commercial break and then we come back in and Matt like I'm not here anymore and Matt like announces me like they would like on Saturday Night Live and he'd be like, guys, welcome back to the all day special. Debuting his country music single, here is Willie the Billy Bailey with
do that after the
Boys Night. Yeah. So we'll do a commercial or something. And our commercial could be another lawyer. It's like, did you happen to wander into a school and touch children inappropriately because you thought you were playing Pet Simulator on VR?
Holy shit!
What?
We have a guest!
Oh my word!
The Swizzle Thomas has joined us today.
Wait, we don't have a guest. Wait, do we have a guest?
You want to stick around?
I can't stay for long.
This is just the bloopers.
We're on the bloops.
What's up,
you're
dude?
In the bloops. The audience will never know.
The S word, the big S word has arrived.
Day. Nobody all really. Day. All day. All day. All day.
He said, I got a big old nasty slit and I want it filled. He said, he got a big old nasty slit. You're on candid camera.
Say it out loud, buddy.
You've been.
I like drugs.
We have
you've been punked. That's actually crystal meth. Have fun.
Whoa. That's a deal.
Oh yeah.
Hot damn! I'm gonna boot scoop boogie tonight, baby.
Thank you for this U.S. currency. In exchange, I will give you illegal substances.
Don't say that out loud. I didn't know beer was illegal.
Heroin's not illegal.
It's
heroin?
Just, it's parsley.
Wait, what did you say?
Heroin? Heroin's not illegal.
All day.
Spencer, you take that parsley and you get it somewhere
all
fast.
Day.
I gotta go make some. He said, I gotta go make some pasta.
I'm gonna make some fucking chicken parmesan.
I'm gonna put it in the gabagool. Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey, 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 jacking off. Just got the Oculus came in. It's charging. As soon as I boot it up, that.
Another thing, which I'm not gonna lie to you, I know you're not really a Mario Kart fan, but there is a car racing game where you're literally in the fucking car. Like,
oh, that's cool.
Dude,
it was so fucking sick. I'm not, there was a loop-de-loop that I did. Dude, it was fucking, it was wicked. They have like sensors and shit to help you, you know, not get like
Newport Snapfield. Newport.
I get fucked. Like, it was fucking.
That's what
sick,
I'm worried
dude.
About. I played that one game.
He said I took all that shit off.
On Carstens, where you
the
like
the zero gravity fucking football. Yeah. That was so fucking fun.
I got so sick.
Dude, it was so fun. Like, at first it's a little weird because I mean it feels like you're in zero gravity. Like, it's fucking sick.
But you're not.
Did Jake show you the painting that I did? I'm not done with it yet. I've been doing a painting lately. I did a galaxy painting. I'm not finished with it.
You definitely got a Vincent Van Gogh look going on about you.
Fuck off.
Maybe a Picasso.
Picasso. My ear is not going. Thank you very much.
Are you gonna send your penis to your lover?
Oh, so I like that.
His ear and his
two
penis.
Two for two.
Both.
All day.
You lost.
Let us get three.
You lost the bones. You're done.
Let us get three in a row. Whatever we do, it's not gonna let us get three.
It's Al.
You'll never get three in a row.
Three in a row.
Do you want
the heads?
Well, we got two heads. Cool, also, let's get a third head. And then we got.
I gotta wait for it to dry.
Nice.
You got heads. I need quarters. I can't
like, that's gonna. I'm gonna put like a little bit of green.
Maybe.
As long as I don't get a fucking emergency electrical call on Friday.
Fucking gay. Well, you
know. Well, I mean, that's the only thing that does kind of suck about my job is like when I work, like if it's an electrical emergency, like I have to, like somebody's power is out, I have to go fix it for them. I can't do it without power.
Can you reset here?
Yeah.
Open it?
Yeah.
Well, that's morning. Why we're dying.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh,
baby.
God.
Oh, damn, God. Bro. It fought you, bro.
What? Yeah. That's why I always hear that sound.
No, yeah. You usually hit the toilet.
He said no, it's usually hit the toilet.
But I think F just fixed it.
I just had to fix it.
He had to fix it.
It gets every time. It never did it to me at first, but now it's all every time. It's like, guess what, bitch?
Well, what, the thing in the back of the toilet?
Yeah.
Doesn't rise, so it always
I had to replace ours.
I broke the handle.
He said I broke it.
No, I did, so it doesn't have a handle, so it just has a stick. But if you don't flush it, right?
He walking Phoenix that toilet.
All day.
Never seen that movie. I only know that reference because of Ephraim.
Thank you, Ephraim.
Joker. Still haven't seen that one. No, but he's talking about a movie where like he was in a scene in like a really famous jail, and they were like, you can't be too wild here, or you'll, you know. And he ended up like getting really method, and ended up like.
This
is a certified hood classic.
Like, historical. Of a historical significance.
All day.
Was it the Walk the Line movie?
No, it's about a cult. It was like Philip Seymour Hoffman's last movie, I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, so he got two into character, had to pay for the porcelain history thing. It's like, damn, look, I'm sorry. I didn't I thought this was a regular toilet.
Six
no, that toilet
row.
Was from
six
the 16th century.
The devil is here with us today.
All day.
Right. Actually,
here he is.
So intro skit.
All day.
Go in.
Spencer
I'm playing Pet Simulator.
The intro skit. Spencer comes to watch Rose.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? All day.
Let's make
this. All day.
Spencer's here, man. What do you need for?
This is your brain on drugs.
Finally had a chance to use it.
You see the look he gave me after he said that?
This is your brain on drugs.
He gave me the sharp cut, bro. Don't do that.
What sound effect am I missing?
Brain always gets mad at me. Oh, it's just your brain on drugs. He always gets mad at me because it's all these really cool sounds and I'm just a lazy piece of shit and I never get them.
No, so no, then, don't.
I love it how he throws it in
those really cool sounds.
Yeah, don't let Brett down you. Your soundboard is, your timing is perfect. If you have too many sounds, it's not as funny.
It's
you gotta time your sound.
Well, I've tried to explain to him that it's not easy to just put a new sound in there, right? So I don't know how
he can't tie his shoes, but he can fuck your bitch.
He can't tie my shoes, but exactly. I can fuck your bitch.
Oh, wow. See, and see how I knew where that was? Like, nothing? If I just had five sounds tomorrow, it's gonna be all hoopy-joopy.
It's gonna be all hoopy-joopy. It's gonna sound wrong.
Huh?
It's all on the second page that we never use.
Yeah, I mean, but we have like eight pages technically.
We have so many pages.
So we have a page
sounds.
For bullshit, we have a page for beats, we have a page for more bullshit.
Here I got you.
Wow.
Here I got you. Let's see.
Uh-oh. What
F? Are we setting up the pad as we speak?
Making live? New pages.
Oh, hold up, I didn't read it. I just saw a butt.
What? The UFC guys got a little frisky.
What? I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that.
Hey, yo!
That's actually pretty old. But I've seen that
what
before.
The? Oh, it was with the lock, I guess. The leg lock took his pants off. Okay.
Dude on the ground was trying to defend himself.
Trying to get back up over his back, and his feet slipped down and grabbed that waistband, snapped him motherfuckers right down.
The other dude should just been like,
He said, are you gonna stay on top? Cause now it's gay.
Cause now it's gay.
Yeah, I got you.
I was gonna say, you know, as soon as, like
he doesn't get off and he's like,
ooh. Like, no homo, no homo.
Dude on the bottom is like, all right, I've got to put it into maximum overdrive. Starts nibbling on his ear.
This isn't UFC anymore.
This is mature for a whole different reason now.
This is the adult.
No, it's still the UFC.
This is the adult.
Ultimate fucking kid.
I get it. Oh, hit me with some. Hey.
I'm getting random sounds.
Let's do it.
You said I'm getting random sounds.
That's our intro skit.
Random sounds?
No.
Our intro skit should just be us talking about all the different intro skits that we could have done.
Yeah. Just cut the bloopers about halfway. Use the other half for... Yeah. After Matt, I'm just gonna randomly just. I just wanna welcome you guys to another episode of. Oh, I'm edging. They thought it was, but it's not.